Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
When California's campfire approached the town of Paradise on Thursday, 27,000 residents tried to escape using the only road out of town, one four-lane highway known to locals as the Skyway. Some residents found themselves stuck in hours of gridlock traffic as flames closed in on both sides of the road. Others abandoned their cars completely and fled through the flames on foot. There are things that California residents can do to prepare for wildfires, from knowing county evacuation routes to having emergency supplies packed and ready to go. But what happens when you've done all that and it's the public infrastructure that fails? Mark Burtis is a former director of emergency management and preparedness for Northern Arizona University, and he's currently president of Preparedness Solutions, an emergency preparation company.
We have a lot of growth in California and the whole western states that is being pushed further out of the suburbs and into those forested areas because that's where people want to live. It's typically cooler. They're surrounded by forests. They have beautiful sight lines. And those one-lane roads only become that problem when everyone's trying to exit at once. And so when we're in an emergency operations center supporting fire operations and we're planning for evacuations, one of the things we look at is how can we phase this evacuation so that we're not dumping everyone onto those single lane roads or those two lane roads or even those four lane roads all at once. And it's challenging with a wildfire, especially one that is so fast moving like we're seeing in California. They start and then immediately people are impacted. So like you said, they could do everything right that we ask them and then still be stuck in gridlock.
So what you saw, the images that we saw, that all of us saw, of people fleeing in their cars and just not, you know, some of them making it out in time, others not being able to, was that a failure on the part of the locality, of people trying to leave, or was that just something that will happen because of how quickly this fire is moving, regardless of how prepared someone is?
I think you could say it's a combination. We know that people are ready to move, but when these fires are being driven by the Santa Ana winds and the devil winds, they're moving so fast that sometimes everyone's playing catch up, including the people who look up and go, okay, this fire's been advancing 5-10 miles an hour, and now it's advancing 60 miles an hour. But some of this is just the demographics of where we're building in the wildland urban interface. That wildland urban interface, you're building communities and homes on those one lane roads, on those areas that are hard to get to, specifically for reasons that because they're beautiful and people want to live there, but you're living amongst trees that have evolved to only reproduce with fire, which means they're probably going to catch on fire at some point. And given the winds and the dryness and the abnormality of what we're dealing with the weather lately, it's something that we're probably going to see this, unfortunately, repeat.
We're really in a new era of disaster preparedness, I feel. In New York, often we talk about having a go bag, something just in case there is some sort of disaster that strikes the city and we need to evacuate our work or our home. Are there specific things that residents of California and other parts of the country that are susceptible to wildfire destruction, are there specific things that they should have at the ready?
So absolutely. I know that the state of Arizona just recently adopted the Ready, Set, Go protocol, which means you should always be ready for a wildfire in the state of Arizona if you live near the wildland urban interface. But during fire season or our traditional fire season, you should be ready to go at a moment's notice by having supplies that FEMA and the Red Cross put out on the ready.gov site. And then usually when I'm talking to groups, I advocate here lately a digital go bag. And that digital go bag is a series of apps on your phone that help you get information. If you live in a county that has a mass notification system, find out what that is. Put that app on your phone. Make sure if you have a smartphone that you've turned on to getting emergency alerts from authorities. They can send that to you wherever you're at. Because what we're going to find is there's a lot of tourists in these areas when these wildfires strike out. And they may not be familiar with the roads. In which case, you should probably have downloaded Google Maps offline, so that if the cell towers get burned up or overwhelmed by people using them, that you still have the ability to navigate.
Well, and then there's the other question of who is able to evacuate and who falls through the cracks. Paradise is a lower-income community than Malibu, for example. Does that play into this at all?
So I know in emergency operations centers and working with other responders, we tend to try and figure out how each community that is being impacted is different, whether they speak different languages, whether they don't have the means to evacuate, whether there's long-term care facilities in that area, and we're going to need to spend some extra time doing that. And so those are the issues when we're saying we do phased evacuations, what we're talking about in the emergency operations center. We're working with those responders to see who's on hospice. We're working with the power companies to figure out who needs additional power for some of their medical devices. We're working with Meals on Wheels to see who doesn't have that social network. It's really, if you hear our messaging during almost any disaster of check on your neighbors, that's so the younger neighbors can check on the more elderly neighbors. Those who are mobile can check on the immobile neighbors. We really need the citizens to see themselves as responders sometimes and assist in these evacuation efforts. And if nothing else, we don't expect them to say, hey, I need to transport my neighbor entirely myself, but I need help, and that's the person who's going to call us.
Mark, one more question. I'm thinking about, should people be evacuating, or should they start thinking about sheltering in place? I'm thinking about areas that are ravaged by natural disasters like tornadoes, where certain communities and certain individuals may have built shelters within the home. Is that another way to think about dealing with forest fires?
So that is absolutely one of the solutions on a table when we're talking about evacuations. I think we saw in Pepperdine that they had some fireproof buildings or fire-resistant buildings, and it was always easier to leave the students there. At Westmont College is another one that is a good example of this. If there's a fire, they go to the gym. And that's because their gym has been deemed relatively fireproof, and the firefighters will focus on saving the gym instead of having to save the entire university. We had an exercise last year in Tucson, which is the gateway to the Grand Canyon, entirely in the in a ponderosa pine forest. They have one road in, one road out, if you've ever been to the Grand Canyon. And one of the discussions that we had was, worst case scenario, if we get cut off and we can't leave Tucson, where do we go? Well, they have the Grand Canyon Airport there for all the tourism flights. The firefighters and the National Forest Service, everyone who was at this exercise says, you know, we can probably go station everyone in town on the runway, and we can protect the area around the runway because the runway won't burn. These are real discussions that are occurring every day in the West due to wildfires, because a lot of times it's not as easy as saying we need to evacuate for a hurricane, where we can look at a map and see where the blue's at and say, head away from the blue. We don't know where these wildfires are going to start. We don't know which way the wind's going to blow them. And we don't know the exact way that the topography is going to change their behavior.
Lots of challenges there. Mark Burtis is the president of Preparedness Solutions. Mark, thanks again for being with us.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is John McCall, and I'm calling from Glen Ellyn, California. And yes, we did have to evacuate from last year's Sonoma County fires. And the experience was chaotic. It was improvised. It was heartwarming, it was heartbreaking, and it's still unfolding. Unless a community or region has lived through this and then prepared together for the next fire, the average person really has no idea what to do when disaster strikes, myself included. Hope we can all figure this out together. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Betsy Cruikshank, and I'm calling from Portland, Oregon. In 1990, there was a fire headed towards our vacation home, and our dogs were in there while we went out for a quick dinner. My father and I slipped past those police lines and got the dogs out. We risked arrest and our lives to save them. I would do it again. As for the evacuation, there was no formal plan. It was everybody for themselves. And at that time, I don't believe there was any lives lost, but there certainly was a lot of property lost.
Yeah, hi, this is Andy from Louisville, Kentucky. We were evacuated when Andrew came through Florida years ago. I thought it was very efficient, and I was impressed at the way they did it.
Hi, this is Bruce from Long Island, New York. In Sandy, we were asked to evacuate, and that was not a problem. It all went fine. Not so fine coming back, with National Guard keeping you at the main road from getting into the neighborhood while all the looters were just going around by boat because we lived near water. Our neighbor had his stereo system and liquor and blenders stolen from his deck and his outdoor kitchen, so there were no margaritas at that hurricane party.
Have you ever had to evacuate for a natural disaster? Tell us your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE or write to us on our Facebook page.